Good morning. How are you doing? Is there any faith in the room this morning? Give me a wave if you've got some faith. Even not if for your mountain, someone else's mountain. I love it. I nearly said I live for First Fruits morning. I love it. It's one of my favorite times. I don't know about you, but it's good to see so many of you here this morning. And I just for a few minutes, how many know that that statement that I just made then is not true? For a few minutes, I'm going to share and round off the whole faith series. Do you believe that I'm going to do that in a few minutes? In just a few more than a few minutes, I'm going to round off our faith series. I don't know if you have grappled with these talks as much as I have as I've prepared them. I would normally say if you've enjoyed them, but I've grappled with this series, but I believe God's met with us and spoken some words of life to us. And we've been looking, for those of you who've not been around, you can look on the podcast for previous weeks. This is week number 5. They're all there on the website. Just go on there and have a listen through. But I want to round this up, and we've been speaking about faith. Everyone say faith. We've been looking at faith and faith journeys, the journey of faith. How many know this isn't just a one-off thing? We come to faith and that's it. This is a journey. This is a life. And we've been looking at these faith journeys, and we've been looking at the likes of Elijah in the Old Testament and Abram. And I just want to focus again for a few moments on Abram, who eventually became Abraham after God breathed on him. How many know you can never be the same when God breathes on you? Abram was on a faith journey like us. And as I was reading some stuff about him this week, it's very clear that on his faith journey, he came across some mountains. You know, and there are 4 particular ones. We've not time to go into them in Genesis 12, right through to Genesis 20-something about these mountains that he encountered. But, you know, I just want to concentrate on this first one, which was called the Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah. And I want you to picture Abram now stood at the base of the mountain in Genesis 12. And as he stood at the base of this mountain, and we have mountains all around us this morning. We have one right in the center, and we all have our own mountain, but he was stood at the base of this mountain, and as he stood there, the presence of God arrives. And I began to think back about a few weeks ago when we were speaking about Elijah, some of the things that you've just seen on the screen, and God told him to go stand on the mountain, and the presence of God came down. And in the same way, the presence of God came to Abram. And I want to remind you this morning that as we are stood at the base and sat at the base of our mountain, whatever that may be this morning, I want to say something to you. The power is in the presence of God. It's in His presence. So much can happen when we are in the presence of Jesus. And so Genesis 12, verse 7, as Abram stood by this mountain, this is what happens. Verse 7 reads like this. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I will give this land to your descendants. And Abram built an altar there and dedicated it to the Lord who had appeared to him. God said to Abram, I will give this land to your descendants. And as I was preparing this talk for us today, I began to think about us and our mountains. That can mean all kinds of stuff. You know, the mountain before the mountain, if you like, can mean all kinds of things to us. And I felt I should say this to you. In the same way that God spoke to Abram and said, I'm going to give this land to your descendants, I felt God say to me, I'm going to give you this mountain. And I want you to hear that this morning. God says, I am going to give you this mountain. And then the thought came, and it may be by some stuff I've been listening to for the last few days, but I felt this: heaven is going to fight for us. Understand that Jesus is our defender. He is going to fight on our behalf. Now, you can get excited about that this morning. You know what? If anybody is going to defend me, I want his name to be Jesus. You can bring the biggest bruiser in Wigan to defend me, but I tell you what, I'd rather have Jesus defending me. And when it comes to our mountain, he will defend us, and I believe heaven will fight for us. And so Abram, he stood before this mountain, and so he marked the moment, and he marked the mountain. I said he marked the moment, and he marked the mountain. A couple of things that I quickly want to share with you that as I read this scripture is, firstly, when he was there at the base of that mountain and he created that altar, this is what he did. Number one, he created a landmark on the mountain. That there was something that even when he went beyond the mountain and he left it behind, there was something that was a reminder that he met God there and he decided to go beyond it. There was a clear landmark, a permanent landmark. And I would say to us, it's good to mark the mountain before the mountain. That's what we're here for today. We're going to mark the mountain before the mountain. And I don't know what your mountain consists of this morning. We've said so many things over the last few weeks of what that may look like. But as I began to think about our mountain, and as I began to think about Abram, and as he built that altar, this is what he did. He defined the mountain. The mountain didn't define him. And as we are here today to mark our mountain, we will do, I believe, either of two things. We will either make our marking of our mountain a declaration of intent. What I'm saying that is, as we come physically and we mark our mountain today, it is a declaration of intent to say, you know what? I am coming for you, mountain. I am not going to let you define me or defeat me. I am coming for you as a mountain. And the second thing, you may feel that you've gone beyond that. I would say to you, you are here this morning not just to declare or make a declaration of intent, but a commemoration of overcoming. How many know that if you've gone a certain way on the mountain or you get to the peak, you're going to stick a flag in there. And this is to say, I have conquered you, mountain. You may have tried to take me out, but today I mark you with a flag. I mark you to say we have conquered in Jesus' name. So we will either make a declaration of intent or a commemoration of overcoming. The victory flag is what I'm speaking about. Either way, we are marking the mountain with faith today. I want there to be faith in the room, because when we come to do what we do physically, this isn't just a physical act. This is a physical act of faith. The second thing that I noticed that he did was, not only did he create a landmark on the mountain, but secondly, you know, he built an altar on it. There's something about that. He built an altar on it. Let me put this another way. He marked the mountain with worship. I said he marked the mountain with worship. There was something more than just this edifice, this mark that he came to his mountain before the mountain. There was something more than just a physical act of building something. But it seems to me that he marked the mountain with worship. You see, the altar in the Bible represents sacrifice. It represents honor, and it represents worship towards God. And you know what? I think that as we stand before our mountain this morning, as we bring our first fruits and we give what is a sacrificial offering, effectively. I don't think that we can stand before our mountain and make our mark on the mountain without worshiping Jesus. That there is something so powerful about when we worship Him. Why is it when we come together as the congregation of God and we're singing the Lord's song effectively, and we're singing the words of Jesus, and we're declaring some things, we're saying He is still King. He is the Lord of our lives. Everything, whether in the storm or in the calm, we are His. There's something about the presence of Jesus, and there's something about worshiping Him. You know, there's power in the presence of Jesus. There's incredible power as we worship Him in the presence of Jesus. And so as Abram built that altar on that day, and he did it several times, if you read through Genesis, you see, he went to another mountain, another high place, and he built another altar. He worshiped God before all of these mountains. And so in the presence of God, and at the base of his mountain, he worshiped God. It was a sacrificial offering. And you know that? You know what? That's what we're going to do this morning. That's what we're going to do. We're not just going to have fun marking our mountain. That'll be great. We're actually going to make a landmark of it and say, this is a permanent fixture. Not the mountain. That'll be gone. But understanding that we will make a mark on our mountain, we intend, we're coming for you, mountain. Or we've had the victory over you, mountain. Whatever way, we're going to mark this mountain this morning in faith, in the presence of Jesus, as we worship Him. Does that make sense? That's what we're going to do today. And understand one thing, that the power, as we give, as we live, by faith, is in worshiping Him. Father God, let's bow in prayer. Father God, we're so thankful for who you are today. We're so thankful for our spiritual fathers, even from thousands of years ago, that have shown the way of worship. Lord, that when they've come, and we reckon that all these guys we've spoken to had their own actual mountains to climb, not just physical mountains, but stuff that was going on in their world. The mountain came before the mountain that they had to either get over, move out the way, go round, go through. But God, I thank you that these people showed us, Lord, that the way through wasn't just to fight against people or stuff or things, but to go in the presence of Jesus. And whilst we're going through it, to worship Him. To bring great worth to His name. Thank you, God, that we are a community that will bring worth to your name. We are a worshiping community. And we love your presence. And today, God, as we come with our sacrificial offering, Lord, that comes in the form of our wealth, comes in the form of our first fruit. We come, Lord, and we mark that mountain, Lord, and we reckon that you have said to us, Lord, that you're going to deal with it, that you've got it marked, Lord. Lord, that you are the one, Father God, that is going to give us the mountain. In Jesus' name. And so we just take a moment, just as we're in the presence of Jesus. We just take a moment. Let's just examine right now where we are in our faith. Just wherever you are. Some of you have been on this road of faith a long time. Some of you haven't even yet begun this life. But just think about where you are. And I just want to encourage you to exercise your trust and your trustworthiness towards Jesus. Let your faith develop, let it grow, so that this morning we can come with boldness and confidence and joy in our giving. Lord, that we walk
by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. And so touch every life, Lord, every family, every mom, every dad, every grandparent, every child, as we gather together as your family in the kingdom of God. Let release come today, Lord, I pray. Lord, Johnny already said before about seeing mountains go today. God, we're going to see mountains go, I believe. Lord, as we stand in faith together. Lord, and we know that even if this is a mountain we have to crawl over, Lord, we know that your presence is with us. And we say, God, we're committed to worshiping you all the way. In the name of Christ. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Thank you.